So what we're going to do is cover some key labor and employment issues in the healthcare sector. We're going to do this in about 45 minutes. As you might guess, there are more than 45 minutes worth of key labor and employment issues in the healthcare sector. So consider this a sampling with a very particular focus that should become apparent pretty quickly. The very first thing we're going to talk about is Department of Labor guidance and initiatives. Now, if you have not been paying attention, we have had over, I would say, about the last, 8 years, a very different DOL than the DOL we had, say, the 8 years before that. And you might notice that those periods roughly coincide with who is in the White House. Not shockingly, the Department of Labor is an executive office. It's something that the president gets to appoint. The president gets to set the tone. Our president before our current president had a very different attitude towards the Fair Labor Standards Act than our current president. So if you have not been paying attention, please note, things change as things change. We're coming up on an election. Who knows who's going to win? I'm not going to make any one of a number of comments that are flying through my mind right now because they would undoubtedly get me in trouble. With that said, I want to draw your specific attention to a couple of changes the DOL has made. First off, with specific reference to the healthcare industry, in 2014, they proposed a rule, and it became effective January 1st, 2015, that dramatically narrowed the home companionship exemption. Now, if you're not familiar with this exemption, don't worry too much about it because it's not going to matter for you anymore when we get to the second bullet, but I will give you a very quick primer on it. The idea was way back when that domestic employees were not even covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act. During the 70s, Congress said, well, gee whiz, maybe we ought to at least cover them by the Fair Labor Standards Act, but then we'll provide an exemption that takes a whole lot of them out. So I need to give you at least a basic understanding of the FLSA. Fair Labor Standards Act is a law that says if you work, you get paid.